Wait.
Well,
Right.
look at Mr. Outdoors Man here.
No. It looks a little warm there, Jeff. You need a jacket.
I can't. I'm going to show you. Yeah, I'm outside by the saltwater pool. First time. First time with a saltwater pool.
Nice.
And we're playing. Got a tee time tomorrow at Tockwitz Golf Course. It's just spectacular. I don't know what else to say.
Sounds great. So
Okay.
I'm going to call the meeting to order because we are finally here. So I don't have a gavel. I don't know where it went.
You can use these.
Yeah.
Be innovative. Adapt.
Adapt. That's a good idea. All right. Our pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and
to the republic for which it
stands, one
nation, indivisible,
liberty and justice for all.
liberty. Ms. Powell. All right. Roll call. Bill Cover.
Present.
Jeff Jones.
Present.
Craig Letts.
Present.
John Dashner.
Present.
Sharon Tobias.
Present.
Also with us is legal counsel Gavin Ralphs, general manager Tyler Mayo, customer service representative Annalisa Gill, and myself, office administrator Kathy Powell.
Thank you so much. The first item is the public comment. Does anyone have anything they wish to say or ask questions about that's not on the agenda? Hearing none, I'll move on to the consent calendar. That's for the, includes the minutes, the water usage, and the financials, or the draft financials for December. Does anyone have anything they'd like to remove from the consent calendar?
Nope.
Okay, so I need a motion to approve the consent calendar.
I'll make a motion where you accept the consent calendar.
I'll second it.
All right.
And then roll call.
All right.
Bill Cover.
Present.
Jeff Jones to
Aye.
the
Aye.
consent calendar.
Oh, just listen.
Jeff Jones. Craig Lett.
Aye.
John Dashner.
Yes.
Sharon Tobias.
Yes.
Right.
All right. Motion carries. All right.
Bill was just checking to see if we're all awake.
Exactly. Apparently we're not.
Hey, we were.
You were. All right.
Just the water usage and draw.
Oh, wait.
Sorry.
No, you're fine.
Curveball. So typically we have our usage for the year. We go over this at the end of the year, and this part right here is fun. The total by year, we use 41,976,000 gallons of water, which was 27.8, almost 28% savings from the comparison year, which unfortunately the year that the state has chosen was the COVID year, which was one of our highest years we've had in 20 years. So we did save some water. It's almost identical to last year's. I think our biggest one that I noticed, at least, and maybe just because it was December was up quite a bit. We had a lot of people come up for the Christmas holiday and going into New Year's. So I feel like there was a week we had 200, almost 200,000 gallons a day going out, where typically we're running like 120. It was a lot more. So just to kind of point that out, I know nobody had any questions about the consent calendar, but it was one thing I just wanted to point out, but we are, a little under 42,000 on there. So that's 42 million gallons of water, which is higher than it has been for the last, 4 years there. But when we look further back, we were doing really well. So I think it was still a very good year. We had our ups and downs throughout the year. That was the main one I wanted to point out in the consent calendar. So for my report, I just want to thank everybody for coming to the holiday dinner. That was great. I thought everything was fun. I was glad to see everybody, and everybody got to mingle with, whether it was board members with employees, employees with board members and spouses. So we all got to spend a little time together.
An excellent event.
Yeah.
Very nice. Yep. Thank you for planning it.
Thanks for putting it together.
Yeah. One of the other things we've had happen recently was the surge protector that we put in at well 4. I believe it was finalized in November. We had a power outage on Christmas Day here in Arnold. It broke one of the three phases. Being that it was only 2 months old, I called our electrician. He's looking into getting it because it should be warrantied. It was only 2 months old. And the old one was in, I had pictures of it. I don't have any today, but it had three blocks for each phase. The middle phase broke. The new one, it's in one complete unit. So he's looking into getting it warrantied for us and get us a new one. We can still run. We just don't have protection on leg B out of A, B, and C right now. So we're working to get that taken care of. But on Christmas Day, we had a power outage from 5 a.m. till noon, approximately. And that caused a problem for us.
Do we need a surge protector for the surge protector?
Yeah, that is the surge protector. With it being three phase, there isn't much more that we can do for it.
Can we go back to the A, B, and C being separate blocks?
No, the company Square D. Mm-hmm.
And they got rid of it.
Yes, yeah. They got rid of it. The one that we had was obsolete, and that was where it took, almost 6 months for them to build the new one. And when it came, it was in one piece. So there isn't a way to just pull out one and change it out.
Okay.
So we're working on getting that fixed currently. Recently, we also had a couple CD investments that I worked with Bill and Craig with. Our mechanics bank was a checking account we've had for since 2021, I think. I looked back once they gave me the date. I couldn't believe it's been that long. But it's not earning any interest. It's just sitting there. So we haven't.
The way he was driving, you know?
Oh, with Tyler driving?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have got down, I said, son, I'll walk back, you know? It's like.
Well, it hadn't been earning any interest for the 4 years that we've had it so far. So talking to Bill and Craig and mechanics, they did offer a CD at almost 3%. It's 2.9%. So we went ahead and moved that in there for the next 12 months. We haven't needed the money for 4 years, so I don't anticipate we're going to need the money, but we can always go in and pull it out if we have to. Our U.S. Bank CD, which was also another operating account, matured right toward the end of the year, just before the first, right? It was like the 20th.
Yeah.
I think it was the 20th, yeah. Like right toward the end of December. We renewed that. We had to do what they call a jumbo CD. So we had to do a minimum of $250,000 with them. We couldn't go lower than that to build up. But they offered 3% if we did a jumbo for 12 months. So we also moved some money back into another CD with them. The smaller ones, they were offering some, and I sent it to Craig and Bill, but some ridiculous amount of like a quarter of a percent. So it was, if we went to the jumbo, it went right back up to what it should be at.
Yeah.
And kind of a couple of the things we did with some of the operating accounts, those two operating accounts, we haven't needed to pull a dollar out of in years. So I hope that continues and we'll be able to earn some interest in those two accounts as well.
Now, do we have any pots of money left that are not earning anything?
No, I think
aside from just a regular, you know, the old regular checking account we use or whatever. But.
Yeah, the only, B of A checking account isn't earning anything. I think that's it. Our Bank of Stockton is in a money market account and we're earning somewhere around 3% currently on that one. All of our Edward Jones, whether they're in CDs or in their money market account, and our savings are earning at least 3%. I think the lowest might be on the savings. I'd have to double check that one. I think it's around 2%, 2-something on the savings money market slash one that we have. But yes, everything is earning interest now. There's nothing that's sitting with no interest coming in except for our B of A checking, which is our standard checking account that we have. Let's see, the next things I have for the upcoming year, we do have a new hire that we're working forward on getting. We haven't had a whole lot of outreach to us, and we've been trying to outreach to a few people that live nearby, but we're working on getting a new hire. So that's something that will be coming up here in the new year. We also have the purchase of a new work truck. We're also working with UPUD to finish this mutual aid agreement. They have a couple other issues that they've been working on, so it's kind of slow on their end. Since we got the mutual aid agreement, we had Gavin look at it, and we made some changes, and so far they haven't responded back. So I'm kind of sent it back to them with our signature. Just waiting to hear back from them that they're going to accept the changes we made to the agreement. Another one that we're going to be doing is implementing the cross-connection control plan, which we'll start implementing it. I don't think enforcement has to be until 2027, but we have to start implementing it and installing these double checks or having Sequoia Woods Golf Course is one spot for their bathrooms. They're going to need to install at least three, counting the maintenance shed, double check valves. So we're going to start working on that this year. The other would be for delinquent payments. We're going to start working with Gavin as well on the Water Shutoff Protection Act and then enforcing what we can do to shut off people's water that aren't paying. Another one that's the field crew has been doing for me at the treatment plant is taking inventory on the parts of the treatment plant as well as what's needed in the distribution field. We had on Christmas Eve, we had a caustic pump. It has a 90-degree turn on it. It had a crack in it. It split wide open and caustic started going everywhere on the floor. And of course, it's always on the holidays, right? But that's how it always seems to work out. So we're just going to take inventory on everything and make sure we're up to date and have two or three of everything so we can replace it in-house. Most of us living here in Arnold, you know what it's like to try to go somewhere at 10 o'clock at night and think you're going to get something from a hardware store. It's not really good. So we like to have two or three of everything. It's another project we're kind of working on with the field crew. On the 23rd, we had a main break on our tank 6 pressure loop. It's one of our two spots that still have old pipe. A root was pushing up on the pipe. It cracked it. It split it up right near tank 6 on the driveway or near the driveway where we head up there. Cody and I worked on that until about 9 o'clock on the 23rd. We patched it so everybody could still have water because we had 5 people on that loop that were out. We patched it. We made sure they had water. The next day we returned and fixed it. It is one of the items that we would like to work on. It's just going to be very difficult because it is on the pressure loop. We can't just tap off of the new main and bring water up to that spot. We have to tap off of the tank, do a whole new pressure loop right through five different people's yards and redo the pump house. This was something we had talked about during the project, but as money ran out during the USDA project, it was one of the things that kind of got put on the back burner. Unfortunately, it was something that broke recently. It wasn't a very big ordeal, so as long as we're not having more breaks on it, I feel confident in leaving it where it's at. But it is something that's definitely in the back of our mind for this year, as far as for a possible project, especially with the excavator and
the spring project.
Possible. But we'll just kind of wait and see. It's that where the pipe broke, it was through an area where there's about five different trees growing around it. One of them, the main root, pushed up from underneath and just, it was what we call the blue eggshell pipe. And I brought it in before and you guys have seen it. I mean, it's paper thin. It just cracked right on the top because the root pushed up on it. I do have pictures and presentation for that, but I'm going to save that for March. So something that
you were describing the root to me. Pretty big.
Yes, the root was 10, 12 inches in diameter.
Mm-hmm.
And that was leaving the tree and it was pushing up on it and it partially grew around the pipe before it finally pushed it up and cracked it. Mm-hmm. So, yes, it took us with saws, axes, and sawzalls until we could just get the root out so we could make the repair. So, with the other five trees that it looked like went. The pipe went right in between all of those. To have that many more repairs in one spot, it wouldn't be very great to have that many band-aids in about a 30-foot area. So something that we may look at changing, but there's some easement issues with Culver's house with the solar that they have up there, their heated driveway, and then they have a heated driveway down the other side where our pipe. So, that'll be something we have to discuss with them and see how we're going to go about that. But that's definitely something in the back of our mind that we may do for 2026. And that's it for the report for today.
So we, our water testing is... Was there a new regulation on nitrite nitrate or was it not?
Yeah, so I thought I was gonna have this question. we definitely had an update on nitrate nitrites.
Uh-huh.
We will have to test for those again this year because of those changes. That was something we used to only test for once a year on two of the wells and once every 3 years on another one.
So is it every year now or every month?
We have to start currently with the first of the year stuff and see what those results come up.
But we have to do it every year now. Just once a year, right?
Depending on because the MCL changed. So if we still come up as a non-detect,
uh-huh.
We may get pushed right back to 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah, it's something that I can talk with LAP about.
But it's not a major cost. It's just financially, it's not that much.
No, it's not. Okay. It's more of a nuisance for us, especially when it comes to well two, because we don't use it and we have to flush it fairly extensively to get rid of everything and get nice, clean, clear water in it. Mm-hmm. The other that's coming up, since you brought that up, is going to be the PFOS.
Mm-hmm.
The PFOSs are, we knew this was coming, right? We had to do EPA testing a year ago, and it was a quarterly EPA testing. We had non-detects throughout, and they couldn't test for what they were looking for, parts per trillion. They couldn't even
get to
that.
Trillion?
Parts per trillion. They can't even... they didn't have a way to be able to test for that yet, but their MCL that they were claiming they were going to do with First Petroleum. Currently, the state is now saying that we will at some point this year be asked to take those samples.
Well, we just have to look at the method in the lab and see who's certified to do it.
Correct. In our lab, if they don't have the equipment in-house, it gets sent out to somebody else.
I think it's better to send it to a third party if you can.
Yeah, and so that's where we'll just sort of kind of play that by ear. Yeah. But yeah, there's a couple more regulatory things coming up until I have something in writing in stone from our regulator. I didn't want to.
Okay. All right. I just didn't. All right.
Yeah, we have a few new regulatory things coming up this year for sure.
All right.
Good to know.
I don't know why I knew that.
You went to that conference.
I can't remember anything 9 months ago. I did have a really good dinner.
And if anything comes up on that conference, I'm waiting for those classes to come out.
Vanderpump.
We'll attend those for operators. Because that conference definitely taught me a lot about treatment and testing for the PFOSs as well as nitrate and nitrites. Yeah. We don't typically have too much on nitrate and nitrites because we're not in the agricultural area.
Yeah, it's all from fertilizers.
It's a lot from fertilizers in the back.
Chicken coop, turkey coop.
And we don't have that up here. So ours have always been non-detects.
Uh-huh.
I hope it stays the same with the PFOSs, but we'll just have to kind of wait and see.
Yeah.
Well, they still have cattle up at Lake Alpine, right?
Oh, yeah, all over the mountains.
They have free I don't think it's free grazing, but it's. I think some people own that land, some of it. But
yeah. They still call it free grazing, though.
Yeah, it started out that way, I guess. But
we haven't had any issues with that.
Okay. Well, thank you for your report.
Mm-hmm.
The next item is of new business. And we need an elections chair there's an election in June, I hear.
Yeah. Karen and John.
Oh, yeah. We went through all that, and now we're down to 1 year. We're still only have one person run, so after we maneuvered everything.
That's correct.
So.
Who's up? Am I up again? Or
John and I are up.
Karen and John. You're stuck with us for a couple more years.
What?
See if you can get more votes than I did last year. I ran against myself. It's like I lost.
You know, I know it's good work. It's really hard to get people to return the votes, the triple ballot.
No, apathy. Because there's no problems. I mean, if you had problems and people really want to come in, I could do better than these guys, you know. But everything's good so far. I mean, we don't have any public complaints.
We'll do the same outreach that we did last year. The online voting seemed to help a lot.
Right.
We were struggling with just the mail-in voting. And I think we got another 40%-ish when we went to online voting. So we'll continue that. We budgeted this year for 2 mailers, right? So, and we'll try to separate that from the packet. Because typically we'd always send the voting material in the annual packets to everybody. And when you get a packet of 30 pages, it's hard to find that they want us to vote or we need them to vote in. So, we'll do that one separately to try to entice a few more votes.
Yeah.
But yeah, everything should be good on that.
Okay. So we need an election chair. I heard a rumor that we could nominate Jeff, but I don't know if that's really true. I thought that was because he wasn't going to be here that we were nominating.
But he's here now, and he will volunteer.
Okay, great.
Right. Very good, Jeff.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you for doing that.
I love working with you, Jeff.
I mean, we're good, Kathy.
Excellent. That's great. And I guess at the March meeting, or by March, we should figure out when we're having our annual meeting.
Yeah.
Or when, right?
Yes.
Or,
correct. Yeah.
So, writing a note.
Yeah.
And I would expect we're going to still kind of do the same thing we have done. We could do it here again.
Right.
It's been really tough to kind of work in unison and coordinate with the HOA. So
last year we did it on a Thursday, right?
Okay. And they were like the Saturday before or after.
Yeah, it was like a week later.
But do you do we want, I mean, how many people normally last year nobody came?
No one came.
Nobody's come. I think we've had one or two shareholders come in the last 3 years.
Well, we should maybe brainstorm if we want more people to come.
Oh, we need to do it on a Saturday.
I think it's Saturday.
We'd have to have an hors d'oeuvres or something.
You need to have an open bar.
Open bar and a lunch.
How can you afford to have an open bar? I'm not paying too much for my water.
We could set up a golf tournament, make it all play golf, and get them to show up.
We can look at the SIRS, which is probably the majority of the people.
And that's always
for the movers and shakers of Blue Lake,
right,
along the SIRS.
I actually joined second year.
That's always a tough
one. When do they meet?
Tuesdays. They only meet on Tuesdays, third Tuesday of the month.
In fact, they had a show of over 100 people when they were done.
The Christmas dinner was, there were 130 or something. Yeah, we went.
So we,
it's pretty nice.
We probably should find out when SIRS is scheduling their schedule around them. I got a couple guys I can call about that. So.
The SIRS?
Yeah.
David Pease, I guess.
Ed Ruckley. Huh? Ed Ruckley is the new SIRS president.
Yeah.
He's the new Big Sir.
The Big Sir, Little Sir.
Yeah.
Well, do they get on Saturdays, like golf tournaments?
I'll give them a call and see what it is. Because, I mean, the HOA was always a tough one as well, because they would have theirs,
right,
I'm going to say by 10 or 11. We would be trying to have ours by noon or 1, but they were also having a lunch. So we kind of had this conflict.
Yeah.
And whether it's doing it a different day or gapping out the times a little more, that could help.
Okay.
But since the project ended, when I used to go to those, we'd have 200 people out of them. The day the project ended, we've had over the last 4 or 5 years, two people.
COVID.
Yeah.
They came when they found out they were going to have to pay to put in their own service line. That was always the big thing. But, you know, we didn't have a meeting. That was 2019. And we stopped the meetings in 2020. I think we did one online, and no one called.
Everything was like, online.
Yeah, so, and after that, I think people, I don't know.
Well, we haven't raised rates that much. I mean, we're very low before, lower than inflation.
Right.
There's not like,
I mean, that's all great.
As long as the water turns on when they turn
the
grants.
A percentage of absentee residents now than we have them.
Yeah, but I know these water numbers look like that may change this year. I mean, if December numbers are right.
I'll reach out to SIRS and see what I can find out on their date
for
the meeting. And we can try to schedule around that so we can try to entice a couple of people to show up.
I'm not offended if we don't have anybody show up. I mean, it's just, I wouldn't put a ton of effort into it.
Yeah, it just like Bill saying, it shows that we don't have any issues and not a bunch of concerns throughout the community.
Well, as long as we make a reasonable effort to tell everybody,
and we're doing it in public
and we're open, then
we put it on next door. We put up banners as the entrances going into
the boards area.
Yeah, and we'll do that again this year. It's one of those things. It's hard to get people to participate. When we talk about voting and there's 2,000 shareholders and we get 200 to vote on all the mailing we do, to get somebody to show up on a Saturday or even a Thursday afternoon, it's
difficult.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
So for our December bill, we billed out over $205,000. And then out of that, the USDA loans totaled over $71,000. And then the metered water was over $3,800. Now, at the present, We have 27 liens. However, one is in escrow. Three are making payments. And then just today, we got a big check on one of the liens that we've been waiting for. So technically, you're 26 liens.
Yeah. And that one was a property that had owed us since before I worked here. Mm-hmm.
It, 2010, I think, was one of the first lien. It was a 17 years,
something like that. Finally got paid off. So
how much was that? $15,000 or something?
$36,000.
Okay, great.
Conservatorship.
He did pay, huh?
Yeah.
That's good.
They sold it, right? Not yet.
Huh. Very good.
They understood the mutual status, and then so they were like, yes, we'll pay it.
That's great. Well, yeah.
Did you finally get that one kind of off the books?
I'm starting to have a hard time hearing you guys in the room there.
Okay. Well, when I first started to go, I think Billy took me around, and there were three that were locked off, and that was one of them.
Yeah.
The other two have been locked off or unlocked since then. This one was still locked off up until today.
Great.
We can unlock it, but they still need to connect to the main. That's how long it's been sitting there, and it's up near your house, which was part of like Plain Heart project. Yeah. So, it's nice to see that Arlene's, our diligence is paying off.
That's great. Thank you.
Reportable board items. Handbook had been completed between Kathy and Gavin. Budget completed for Kathy, and the mutual aid agreement, we're still waiting on UPUD. I actually touched base with Jessica the other day, and she just said that they've been extremely busy with a few other things that are going on at their water company, and she'll take a look at it and get back to me as soon as she can. Mm-hmm. So as far as the reportables, I think everything has been taken care of.
Everybody got their emails, right, of the handbook and the budget that I sent in after the last board meeting when everything was finalized? Yeah. So I just want to make sure that everybody has it and I don't need to. Okay.
I'm
going
to have to go back.
We're good.
I have to go back. I remember getting the budget and going, oh, I can't print that. So.
Oh, yeah. I printed that for you.
You did, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Motion into.
If anybody hasn't received it, go ahead and send me an email, and I'll resend it out to them.
Okay. So we need to adjourn and go into executive session.
I'm ready to adjourn.